The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Greetings and welcome once again to the North Pole Podcast. My name is L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Our assignment today on this episode of the North Pole Podcast is to talk the tracking of Santa and how to do it. Joining me for this discussion are two of our most preeminent Santa trackers, Elves Crash Murphy and Roger Starr. Crash, why do we even have to talk about this?
I don't know, Frank. Not sure who comes up with these dumb ideas. I mean, everything we do at SantaUpdate.com is about Santa in the news and tracking him. Now they want us to explain why we do it? Just beats the eggnog out of me, Frank.
Well, this is off to a good start, Crash. What are you so surly about today, anyway? And what about you, Mr. Star? Could you maybe tell us why we should talk about how to track Santa?
I think, Frank, the thing is that we have a lot of new elves every year, and they all need to be trained. Maybe this episode of the North Pole Podcast is for those new trackers out there.
Well, maybe it's you, Frank. Maybe you're not the elf to be leading this discussion. After all, you've never tracked Santa in your life.
Well, Crash, maybe you have a small point. I occupy a different spot in the story of Santa each year. I deliver news to those who do the tracking, but at least that's something. You get a lot of credit for tracking Santa, for recruiting elves, and some even call you the ultimate Santa tracker, Crash, but I don't get it, because in reality, you don't track Santa at all. You follow him. You do what everyone wants to do. You get to be there when Santa is in the sleigh making his rounds. You get to see his sleigh, hear his jingling bells, to witness his reindeer in flight. Do you know how lucky you are, Crash?
Well, yeah, I know that, but I do the best I can to tell people what I see.
What you two boys are saying is actually a good description overall of what a tracker elf is.
Really?
We are?
What do you mean, Roger? I suppose I should have just started the questions with you.
Well, I mean that tracking Santa is more than just looking at a map or hearing the news. It's an interactive experience. It requires you to think. It makes you report. Tracking Santa means being involved with Santa.
Thank you, Roger. I think you're right. In order to really know how to track Santa, you first have to know why you're doing it.
That's a good idea, Frank. I know we sometimes forget that people have different reasons for coming to Santa Update every year, and listening to you on Kringle Radio or listening to me as I fly behind Santa. Some do it because they just want to know when Santa will get to their house. Others do it because they want to help Santa.
Right, so which kind of Santa tracker should we talk about today?
Well, I think we should talk about both of them, Frank. I think both are very important.
Absolutely.
Really? Why should we care about the person tracking Santa? Just because they want to know when Santa is going to get there?
Oh, Frank, I'm surprised at you.
Why? What did I do? I think the casual watcher of Santa on Christmas Eve can more or less guess when Santa will get to their house, and well, I suppose they could use any old Santa tracker service to do that.
Well, Frank, not everyone is cut out to be an elf, but nearly everyone is a believer. Watching the skies for Santa on Christmas Eve is one of the oldest Christmas Eve traditions in the world, one that especially a child just can't help but do. I even know some old ladies who like to track Santa on Christmas Eve, Frank.
Yes, I know you're big with the old ladies there, Crash. Roger, talk to us a little bit about the tools the North Pole makes available for those who want to track Santa.
Okay, but first of all, we should talk about the fact that what I'm about to share with you actually comes from Santa and his crew of elves at the North Pole.
Okay, why is that important?
Well, as you know, there's a little problem on the internet with most things associated with Santa Claus. There are fake Santas who sell video chats, fake Santas that sell letters and t-shirts and mugs and other things that, well, the real Santa would never be associated with.
Roger, are you suggesting there are fake Santa trackers out there?
I'm not suggesting that, Frank. I'm telling everyone there are fake Santa trackers out there. They come from companies, they come from search engines, and even from military and government institutions that, well, don't really have anything to do with the real Santa Claus or the real North Pole.
Roger, my experience has been that most true believers can spot a fake Santa from a mile away. They know, for example, that anyone selling anything, anyone endorsing something in Santa's name, or anyone who really wants to claim money or fame in any way associated with Santa, well, they know that that's a fake Santa. Why in the world would anyone put up a fake Santa tracker?
I don't know why they do it, Frank. I just know that they do it. That is actually part of the reason why Santa developed his own tracker websites to begin with, so that the real facts can get out there, so that the real fans can get the real truth from Santa and the North Pole.
So would you tell us who those fake trackers are?
No, I'd rather talk about the real deal.
Okay, Mr. Star, where do we begin?
I think it all begins with SantaUpdate.com, Frank. That's the hub for all news and information coming from the North Pole. It is the oldest Santa tracker online and the first resource for every fan of Santa Claus.
Well, Santa Update has been around for a long time. I think everyone knows that, Roger.
Well, I'm not so sure, Frank. Yes, SantaUpdate.com celebrates 30 years next year, and many of our first followers of the Santa Updates now have children of their own. Those kids don't know life without the internet and Santa Update. That's how old of a resource that it is. That's a long time to be talking about Santa and tracking his flight every Christmas Eve.
It is most certainly the place where the news flows most freely, kind of like Kringle Radio.
Yes, that was next on my list to discuss. Kringle Radio is just an extension of Santa Update. You could call Kringle Radio Santa Update for your ears. It's all the news of Christmas, only set to music, and you, Frank, are the face of Kringle Radio.
Yes, my mother always told me I had a face made for radio.
And you wear it well, Frank. Kringle Radio broadcasts live every Christmas as Christmas Eve dawns in the far corners of the world. Kringle Radio brings live radio news reports from around the globe from news reporters like you and Elf Crash. Crash, as you have told us, it's a special position that you hold in reporting as the Eye in the Sky reporter following behind Santa's sleigh. That's a most unusual reporting position.
We're the only ones in the world featuring that kind of personal reporting.
That's a very unique way of stating it, Crash. What do you mean by personal reporting?
Well, I mean we follow Santa and talk about not only where he is, but what he is doing. We answer questions about him. We talk specifics of his mission and what's going on with him, the reindeer and the sleigh. We talk to people who might have seen Santa on Christmas Eve. This isn't CNN, Frank. We deliver real, actual news of Santa and Christmas around the world live just as it happens. There isn't another Santa tracker out there that does what we do. Not Google, not NORAD, none of those guys who say they track Santa.
That's the point of every website and new resource at the North Pole. It's about the truth of Santa and the Operation Merry Christmas effort.
That effort has become so famous over the years, Roger, that folks all over the world want to volunteer to help it. The North Pole gets flooded with phone calls and letters and offers to help Santa do his job.
Yes, and Santa loves that. He actively works to give regular people the opportunity to serve as elves in the effort of Operation Merry Christmas. The most common first role these days now as a new elf comes from tracking Santa for Santa.
We hear that mentioned every year, Roger, and I know Crash really understands this ideal pretty well, but I think it needs more explanation. Why does Santa need people to track him?
The work of Santa is massive on Christmas Eve, Frank, but thanks to books and movies, many people are mistaken in their thinking that it's just Santa, his reindeer, and well, maybe a small team of elves at the North Pole who pull this off every Christmas. It's much bigger than that. It's massive, like I said, Frank. There's one Santa and one sleigh, but there are actually thousands of reindeer and millions of elves that help Santa do what he does every Christmas. So he always needs more elves.
But how does a tracker elf actually help Santa, Roger? Why does he need so many?
A tracker elf is Santa's eye on the ground, right where they live. Of course, there are a growing number of areas where there are things like webcams and stuff like that that are set up these days, but to have a real live person working as an elf, looking out for Santa, providing the North Pole with up-to-the-minute information. Well, that's a capability that makes Santa safer and faster and more accurate as he delivers.
Okay, so what if there are five or more tracker elves on the same street? Is that too many?
It's never too many, Frank. The tracker elf is the most important elf that there is. There can never be enough or too many tracker elves out there.
Okay, so what can someone do if they want to be an elf? How do they begin all of this?
Well, they begin by taking the elf oath, Frank, and that is done at elfhq.com, a site that helps elves in starting their elf career. And that gives everyone access to the North Pole post office to send messages to both Santa and any elf at the North Pole, as well as those of us at North Pole Flight Command.
Okay, so they become an elf, they take the oath, and then what?
Well, after they take the oath, they should then head over to santatrackers.net and log in as an elf.
Santatrackers.net, what is that, a website?
It's a resource just for tracker elves. They both receive news and instruction there from Santa and North Pole Flight Command. I frequently post things on santatrackers.net for our trackers out there. And they will send in reports via that website and share local news and observations on Christmas Eve as Santa is in the air. It's absolutely a vital resource.
Roger, your office is at North Pole Flight Command. How big is that department?
It is the largest single department working for the North Pole. If you count all the elves located around the world, it is also the department with the most elves.
I don't think the average person realizes all the things that happen at North Pole Flight Command.
It can be a lot to think about, Frank, but we try to inform the world of our work at our own website, northpoleflightcommand.com.
Is that new?
Yes, it's all brand new this year. It explains the work of coordinating Santa's flight. It teaches about everything from Santa's suit to the capability of the reindeer. We really try to explain how Santa does it each year, and there are a lot of moving parts here. We also communicate bedtime advisories from that website on Christmas Eve. Santa directs that from the sleigh, and using the technology that we have, we blast it out, you know, those advisories to the media every Christmas Eve so people know when to go to bed.
Wow, the North Pole sure has a lot of websites, Roger.
He's just getting started, Frank. There's also TrackingSanta.net, Santa'sVoicemail.org, and JingleKringle.com.
Well, those other websites are really just about communication. TrackingSanta.net is a site that shows Santa's up-to-the-minute position on a world map. It's exactly the same map that we use in North Pole Flight Command.
Okay, but what's JingleKringle.com?
That's a site where you can get Santa tracking information sent to you from North Pole Flight Command by text if you have a cell phone.
Wow, that's awesome. That's revolutionary.
Santa provides all these services for free. An elf could even call the North Pole directly and talk to an elf at North Pole Flight Command.
They can?
Yes, but we suggest calling early because it can get pretty busy on Christmas Eve for all of us.
What's the number?
It's toll-free. 888-814-XMAS.
888-814-9627. Got it. I'm going to call and see if I can get an elf to bring me a pizza.
No, Frank. Don't mess around like that. That's a serious phone number for serious elves doing serious elf business.
Well, can I reach Santa at that number?
No, Santa has his own phone number. It is 866-847-2682. And that, too, is a toll-free number. No commercials with it, no cost, just all Santa Claus.
Well, these are all terrific resources, but how does an elf do the work of being an elf?
Well, you can read about all this online, but to summarize, you get authorized and then take the oath. Then you get some elf training, and then you set up your own home tracking center.
Oh, that sounds fun. What would be in a home tracking center?
Well, a computer where you can access all of these websites, or a device, first of all. But you'll need a desk and a comfortable place to work. Maybe have a map on the wall of the world. Of course, you should have a Christmas tree there. It just depends on your time, your space, and your need for information and your ability to send reports to the North Pole at the right times.
It sounds rather complicated, Roger.
Well, it's not complicated for the serious believer in Santa Claus, Frank. The spirit of Christmas is in all that we do. We can help anyone become an elf and figure it all out.
Is there an age limit to all of this?
No, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can always become an elf.
No, I meant, is there an age minimum you need to be in order to be an elf?
Well, don't be silly, Frank. Santa has elves of all ages.
Crash, do you have anything to do with the Tracker Elves besides letting them hear you on the radio on Christmas Eve?
Well, I work to recruit new elves every year, Frank. I also do a fair amount of training for all those new elves.
What if an old guy like me wants to become a Tracker Elf? Is that possible, Crash?
Well, I'm not going to lie, Frank. It would take a lot of work to get an old elf like you ready to be a Tracker, but I'm pretty sure it can be done.
Thank you, Crash, and thanks to you as well, Elf Roger Starr, International Director of Santa Trackers, for being here on this special edition of the North Pole Podcast. Join us again in the weeks ahead as we prepare to track Santa around the world. For SantaUpdate.com, I'm Elf Frank Murr for the North Pole Podcast and Kringle Radio on the Kringle Radio Network.